This podcast is a Folk Media production.
Within it, like most of us, to do something of our own, Bollywood actor Kunal Kapoor worked his way through setting up Keto.org along with his other co-founder Varun Sheth. Keto enables people to raise funds for causes across crucial categories, and this in the recent past, keeping the COVID situation in mind, has proven significant. Well, in this conversation, Kunal takes us through how he's managed to wear two different hats, one that of an actor and the other of an entrepreneur, and played those parts extremely well. Well, stay tuned. You are listening to Mashable India's How They Did It podcast. It's season two of How They Did It, and we go a little beyond just new and disruptive businesses. Of course, we will speak to many of them in the season, but we will also talk to the chiefs of all things gold. Well, that doesn't change. Across the biggest companies, people who've carried forward legacies and generations of businesses, also on how they are sort of treating their profile, their workplace in India and across, and seek lessons and stories from them that can be an inspiration to many as they tell us how they did it. But before we proceed, well, you know, it's the post-pandemic world and we are all remote working, and this was recorded over a video conferencing call. The quality may be a little bit here and there. Please bear with us. I am Priyanka Ganwani. Let's begin. Hi, Kunal. Welcome to How They Did It. How have you been?
I've been good. How have you been?
I've been good. Just doing fun interviews.
Right.
You've co-founded Keto, and I have to ask you this question. One is that you've worn a lot of hats by now, and I want to know, what was it like being an entrepreneur the first very day? What was the first day on set like? How are these two things so distinctive for you?
You know, I remember my first day on a set. It was for an ad firm. A friend of mine was working for a production house, actually. And she called because they were looking for somebody with long hair. So she said, okay, great, I've got an ad for you to do. So I went to the set. It was actually Rakesh Mehra, who I eventually worked with. He was directing the ad firm. It was an ad for Coke with Karishma Kapoor. And
wow.
I remember enjoying being on a set. And I remember feeling like this is a place I'd love to spend more time on, you know, on a set. So it was a very, very sort of enjoyable first day on a set. As an entrepreneur, I don't remember the first day because, you know, as an entrepreneur, you don't start off with any solid first day. I remember the first few days, me catching up with Varun and, you know, deciding that we wanted to work together on this. I was setting up an office in, Varun's dad had an office, so we were given a little cabin there. So I remember the first day in that office, pretty regular, normal sort of day. So an entrepreneur, you know, there's no like, there wasn't any special Nariyal breaking and, you know, let's enter this office and let's make this happen. I think it was a gradual process that got us there.
Right. So does it really matter that you're an actor when it comes to the ropes that you have to pull? Whereas Keto is concerned, when you were setting it up, did it really matter that you've been an actor, you've done other things also, or was it like any other job?
No, I mean, it definitely helps you with access because people, I think, are more open to meeting you because they know who you are as opposed to, you know, an entrepreneur that's just starting off. So whether it's an investor or whether it's an NGO that you're meeting or, you know, you want to set up a business partnership with somebody, everyone's at least open to meeting you and hearing you out. So I think in that sense, it of course helps. I had a friend of mine who's an investor and he had a very sort of interesting analogy. He said that setting up a tech firm is like bodybuilding. That's one of the founders. It's like bodybuilding on steroids. But, you know, the steroids make it happen faster.
What's it been like with your team? How do you work with your team? What's a regular day at Keto like?
Well, the thing with the Keto and any tech company, I think, is that there is no regular day.
Right.
There is no sort of day. There's days of crisis fighting. There's days which are very good. There are days that are not so good. What's really good is the, you know, the team gets along really well. There's a lot of things that happen together. There's a lot of playing games, hanging out, all that, which I think is really important for any startup or any tech firm or any actually organization. It's very important that people get along. So there's a lot of bonhomie, which is great. The other thing that there is a lot of is that because we are involved in a area which is about social impact, there's very often a feeling of goodness because you see so many people from across the country and across the world actually coming together to help and contribute for somebody that they don't know. You turn the news on, all you hear is bad news and you think that the world is a really bad place. But when you're working at a place like Keto, which is, like I said, about social impact, you realize how much goodness there is in the world.
Right. So when you spoke about the fact that, of course, you're helping people you may not know, and how do you sort of bridge that gap between like authenticity with fundraisers and campaign and campaigners? I'm sure there's a lot of tech involved to go through that pipeline. So how do you sort of work your way around that? Which I think is one of the biggest things, right, in India, because you're fundraising, because you're campaigning. Right.
Well, so, you know, there's two sort of fundraisers. One is, of course, the NGO side, and then there's the individual side. So as far as the NGO side is concerned, there's a lot of documentation that we take from the NGOs to verify the NGOs before we put them on the platform. I think in the last count, there were some 250,000 NGOs, a lot of which have reached out to us to be on the platform, but not all of them are on the platform because, you know, the paperwork didn't match up to what we were expecting. Mostly with individual campaigns, we're raising mostly funds for medical health and medical campaigns. What happens in that case is that we tie up with the hospital, actually. So if somebody is in the hospital and says, for instance, that I want 10 lakh rupees for my treatment, we ask them to get all the paperwork from the hospital. And then the money goes directly to the hospital. It doesn't go to the individual. We know that the hospital is using the money in the right sort of way. And it's not going to some individual who's going to use it for things other than his medical treatment or medical treatment. That is the other way. And thirdly, you know what happens in crowdfunding mostly is that it sort of self-verifies itself in the sense that what happens is that most of the people that you reach out to are people in your first and second network. Reach out to them and say that, look, I'm in a crisis and I need the money for this. They know that you're going through this crisis, which is why they will, you know, come forward and contribute or donate to your fundraiser. So it's very rare that somebody would reach out to people that they know and lie to them about what's happening in their life. So it's sort of self-verification mechanism in that sense.
Right. So with COVID, I'm sure there's a lot that's happening on the platform. I see a lot of campaigners. I see a lot of my friends who've actually done their bit with Keto. What has been your finding, your learning, whereas people are concerned raising funds for COVID? How narrowed down has this become?
You know what I found absolutely amazing is that I think that each and every one of us wants to contribute and make a difference. Especially during these last 5-6 months, I've seen people who have never contributed to something or, you know, been part of a fundraiser come forward and say that, how can I help? How can I start a fundraiser? Or what are the fundraisers that I can contribute to? So I think it's great. I think, like I'm saying, is that everybody wants to make a difference. I think before crowdfunding and before charity came online, it was very difficult for people because I might want to make a difference, but I don't know how to go about it. I think our job at Keto really has been to provide people with an avenue to donate in a way which is very easy and transparent. And because of that, I think it's made it possible for people across the country to come forward and make a difference and contribute. The other thing that I found, which I thought was really amazing, is how many young people are involved. I mean, I have a friend of mine whose daughter is just 9 years old. And when the whole migrant crisis was happening, she must have been watching the news with her father. And she said, look, I don't want to just sit around and watch. I want to do something there. So she started a fundraiser. And she's just 9 years old. So I found that to be really amazing that you have a young generation that's like saying that we don't want to just sit around and watch. We want to do something, make a difference. And I think that for me is something that's really powerful.
Right. And, I've just seen that there's this 100% no fee from the platform that's just come about. And so how does that work for Keto?
So, you know, we've shifted to something called a tip system. Once you've made a donation and you're checking out, you have the option of tipping us if you want. So there's no compulsion. You don't have to do it. I mean, as an organization, it's very important that we have to generate some sort of revenue to keep ourselves going. And we felt like if people feel like we're doing a good job, they will come forward and tip. And the idea of removing the fee is that so that the maximum amount of money reaches the people that need it. That's been our endeavor since we started, is that how do we get the maximum amount of money to the people that need it? And so with the 0% fee, that's what we're trying to do.
Right. And, for people who sort of look at like the Keto website, now if they want to fundraise, right, what are like these do's and don'ts that you would want to put out there and be like, okay, these are the things that will help you fundraise better?
You know, I think what's really important in fundraising and crowdfunding is transparency. The most important things, and also, of course, authenticity. So I think it's very important to put out your story in a way that is engaging, in a way that is authentic. And at the same time, you know, to make sure that it's supported with as many documents as possible, as many pictures, photographs, videos, so that people know that this is something that is authentic. They know that this is something that is completely transparent. The money is going to the right place. So I think those two things are really important, is to authentically tell your story about why you need the money and what you're going to do with the money. And secondly, also, like I'm saying, is, you know, put out as much paperwork as you can, videos and photographs. And also update people. I mean, I think that's the great thing about crowdfunding, is that on a platform like Keto, I can put up an update every day, and those updates will go to people that have contributed.
Right.
So exactly what's going on with this campaign. If it's medical treatment, they know how much of that treatment has been done, how the patient is feeling. So I think these updates are really important as well.
And what's the way forward for Keto? You know, considering that we have to sail through this for a while now, you know, the situation is going to be a little lull. So what do you think is going to happen further? How is Keto sort of adapting to this?
Well, you know, I think as a tech company, we've been fortunate that, you know, it's not affected our working at all. Everybody's working out of home. And in fact, we've realized that it's possible to work out of the house. You don't even actually need to come to the office. There really is no need to for everybody to come to the office. It's very possible to work out of the house. So we've been working very hard. In fact, harder than we worked ever before. Because the last 6 months, you know, people, like I said, really want to come forward and contribute. And this is a time when most companies are firing, but we are hiring because we need more people. You know, I hate the word new normal, but this is the new normal, which is that you really don't need to go to the office if you're working in a tech company. You can easily work out of the house. It's important to meet and catch up and stuff once in a while. But, you know, it doesn't stop your work at all in any sort of way. It's the opposite of being an actor. Unless they come up with a technology where I can shoot at home and then, you know, it can all be done in special effects afterwards. But right now, I think as a tech company, it's a good place to be in. As an actor, it's not.
Yeah, I was just going to come to that. So do you miss a lot of that life, or are you fine sort of retracting to your cocoon and be like, okay, I will do this for now?
Well, it's a bit of both, actually. I mean, it's been a good time to sort of learn new things. I'm doing a course in artificial intelligence. I'm learning how to play the guitar.
Right.
It's a good time to read the books that you want to read, consume the content that you want to consume. Great time to spend time with the family, you know, time with yourself. So all that is great. But at the same time, it's of course, you know, you miss being on a set, and I'm really looking forward to being out now. Sounds a bit strange to say, but I'm missing traffic jams now. But more than anything else, I'd love to be on a set right now and, you know, shooting, because that's the thing that I enjoy the most. That's the thing I'm really missing now.
And I just have one of the two last questions. One of them is, you know, they always say, even for professionals like us or whatever it is, they say that it's important to have like your one focus or your passion, and then you do something on the side. How have you, because you founded Keto and you did this throughout, and then you of course knew that like acting was something you can't do without. Do you think that, you know, what is this whole thing with, especially with actors, right? That, okay, you have this career for a while and then, no, I'm going to have a business on the side, or I'm going to have something to go back to it. What do you have to say to these choices?
Well, it's not a choice, really. I mean, I think you can do both of them. There's no reason to have to pick one over the other. I think it's very possible to be able to be involved in both being an entrepreneur and an actor. And I think as an actor, actually, that whole idea of a limited shelf life is over now, because you have so much content that's been created. OTT platforms, there's things that you can do for YouTube. There's short films that you can do. You can do shows. You can do miniseries. So there's so much that's being created. You know, 15 years back, if you didn't make it as a movie actor, there were very sort of limited options for you. Now, I think there's an incredible amount of options. So it's actually a fantastic time to be an actor.
Right. I agree. I think our priorities slightly changed. So every Thursday or Friday, we look forward to seeing a film release. And now we look forward to OTTs releasing series. And it is pretty encouraging for the viewer as well as for people, for actors. Great stories coming out. Also, on a parting note, what would you like to say to entrepreneurs and actors and everybody who just had to honestly struggle for the last couple of months, right? It hasn't been easy.
Yeah.
And funds and money are one of the biggest things that have been hit. A lot of us have not been able to see that through. So what would you sort of convey to people on that?
It's a tough question, because, you know, it really depends on where a person is in their lives. If you are in a place like we are, which is relatively comfortable, fortunately enough, I would say be kind to yourself. There's a lot of people that are trying to be locked down overachievers. I think it's very important to be, you know, step back and be kind to yourself, because we are going through anyways uncertain times. There's a lot of anxiety anyways. So be nice to yourself, be good to yourself. Relax a little bit. Then there's people who obviously, you know, have lost their jobs, don't have access to funds. I mean, for them, it's obviously far more difficult, and there's no easy answer, unfortunately. As an entrepreneur, I think what's really important, and that's been our mantra at Keto, is self-belief. I remember when we started Keto in 2012, crowdfunding was not something that anyone was doing. You know, it was very, very niche. We used to go to investors to meet them, and they used to be like, what are you doing? You know, it's not going to work. I remember one investor said that, look, this is not going to work at all, and I don't know why you're wasting your time. You're an actor, you should do something else. While I was leaving, he turned around and he looked at us and he said, look, it doesn't matter whether I believe in you or not. What's important is that you believe in yourself and you believe in the idea. And that really is something that stayed with me as an entrepreneur. What's really important is self-belief. You might have to cut down the size of your operations for a while, but if you really believe in the idea, I think eventually you will come out at the right side of things.
Right. Right. We look forward to more exciting fundraiser campaigns at Keto. I keep looking them up and following those stories. So thank you so much for giving your time.
So catch the show every Thursday. Don't forget to review us. Tell us if you like the show or want anything to be changed. And we're open to feedback. You can do so on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, or any podcasting app of your choice. Catch us all over social media. We are Mashable.India on Instagram and on LinkedIn and Facebook as well. We are Mashable India. And for more, log on to in.mashable.com. Stay tuned.